Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Darden. If you happen to attend one of the many gospel programs in the 1960s, most of which would feature a dozen or more artists singing two or three songs, you're likely to have heard the Bright Stars of Augusta, Georgia. The Stars were founded in the 1950s, but it wasn't until the legendary John R. of Nashville's mighty WLAC radio began playing their songs that they made the leap from regional to national. With a revolving cast of singers around Willie Davis, who was also their manager, the Stars continued recording into the 1990s, first for Nashboro and then a number of smaller labels. And that's Davis singing the raspy high tenor on their biggest hit, Standing in the Safety Zone, from around 1962. The Stars are one of the first gospel quartets to travel with a full band, and their combination of the clank-a-lanka rhythms of doo-wop and hard-edged gospel is unique in the field. And they're also credited with the discovery of the Mighty Clouds of Joy, who would become the last great gospel quartet and who continued to thrill audiences until just a few years ago.
Lord, why strolling?
Why strolling along life's highway?
It's a road.
It's a road of a mighty storm.
I heard
yes, a voice from heaven.
Telling me you're standing out there.
You've got to stand out there all alone.
And if you ever,
Lord, ever want to get to my head.
I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.